it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know so many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Big show on tap for you today. We'll set the table in just a second. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, let's run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices, be it your smartphone, be it your tablet, be it your watch, or whatever. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all also have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, of course, is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Today's edition of the Attack, a lot of NBA, a little college basketball, a little golf, maybe even a little NFL. Although next week, all the focus switches to the NFL. And at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, we're joined by Jonathan Adams from Heavy.com. We'll talk all things Senior Bowl. We'll tell you who's been surging, who's been falling, and just give you a breakdown of what we've seen in practice, who's elevated their stock, and who's brought it down. That's all next here on the Attack, but we'll tip this one off talking NBA. All-star rosters have been filled out. We'll break it down for you next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's put a close eye on the NBA All-Star Game rosters. Starters were named earlier in the week. We talked about those and what they got right and what they got wrong. Now, All-Star Game reserves have been announced, and that fills out and completes both the Eastern Conference and Western Conference rosters for the All-Star Game. So we'll take a look at what's correct, who's been snubbed, miscarriages of justice, all of that in this segment here on the Spano and Black Attack. Got to be quite honest, in the East, I've got no issues as they round out their roster. We had some issues with some guys that we felt should have been starters as opposed to reserves. But on the Eastern side of things, all the reserves they named were the right guys, and it rounds out the roster. And while you may be able to argue that a couple of the reserves should have been elevated to starters and a couple of starters should have been elevated to reserves, I don't think you can argue at all with the composition of the Eastern Conference roster. We already know about the starters in the East, but I'll repeat them for you again. Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan in the backcourt, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, and the Greek Freak fill out the front court and the starting lineup for the East. The reserves: Isaiah Thomas for the Boston Celtics, John Wall, the Washington Wizards, Kevin Love, Cleveland Cavaliers, Kyle Lowry of the Raptors, Paul George, Kemba Walker, and Paul Millsap. I don't think you can argue with any of these guys. All worthy of inclusion. And obviously with Walker, Wall, and Thomas also being named, and Lowry being named to the Eastern Conference All-Star Reserve Group, that corrects maybe a couple of miscarriages in justice, because I can make the argument that it should have been Lowry and Isaiah Thomas as the starters with Irving and DeRozan as reserves. But the fact that they all get there and Kemba Walker gets there as well, that corrects any ills that you could have seen with some of the choices of starters in the Eastern Conference. With the reserves that have been added, the Western Conference has it. The Eastern Conference has it 100% correct here. Notable snubs on the East side of it include Joel Embiid, Carmelo Anthony, and Anthony's game's starting to diminish. The Knicks are a dysfunctional unit. He doesn't play any defense. And there's a whole bunch of guys that had better years in the East than Carmelo Anthony. So his snub is justified. In many ways, same thing with Joel Embiid. The Sixers aren't quite there yet as far as being winners. He's still on that minutes limit. And while he's had a great year, and this year is a harbinger of things to come, as Joel Embiid will be an all-star for a long, long time in this league, barring any injury setbacks, with the rosters only at 12, Joel Embiid's the guy, kind of guy that just ends up getting left out. It's unfortunate, but it's the way it goes. Now you go to the Western side of things. And the Western Conference starters, we all know, it's Steph Curry, it's James Harden, it's Kevin Durant, it's Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis. big miscarriage of justice for me there was Russell Westbrook not the starting lineup and Steph Curry in there instead. Well, that miscarriage of justice has been fixed. Westbrook name is one of the Western Conference All-Star reserves, along with Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Boogie Cousins, Marc Gasol, who's having just a terrific year, DeAndre Jordan, and Gordon Hayward. Big miscarriage of justice here for me is DeAndre Jordan in and Rudy Gobert left out. To me, that's a mistake. A lot of people talk about Chris Paul, but I get why you don't bother to name Chris Paul. He's injured, and you're going to have to replace him anyway. You know he's not coming to the game. So why bother? Just skip the step. Let's not name him, then have to take him out and name somebody else, so we just didn't include him. I get it. I'm okay with that. To me, the big miscarriage of justice here is DeAndre Jordan over Rudy Gobert. When you look at those two players, they're very similar rebounders. Jordan, I think, has like a one rebound a game edge over Gobert. They're very similar scorers, with Gobert actually being the more accomplished scorer. When it comes to defensive prowess, Jordan's good. Gobert's better. Gobert has the far better stats as a shot blocker. And finally, when it's all said and done, Gobert doesn't have to come off the floor late in the game like DeAndre Jordan does, because Gobert can hit his free throws at almost 70%, while DeAndre Jordan has brought his all the way up to 51%. So to me, that's the big miscarriage of justice. I understand they want to get a healthy Clipper on this roster. He didn't earn it. Rudy Gobert is the better basketball player. He's the more worthy all-star. He said he's unhappy about the snub and he was going to show everybody. Well, boy, oh boy, I feel bad for the NBA, and I feel bad for bigs and smalls driving down that lane with Gobert facing him if he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. But he's right. DeAndre Jordan is more hype than substance to me. Is he a terrific defensive player in the pivot? He is. Is he as good as Gobert? He's not. Is he a great rebounder? Yes. Is he a better rebounder than Gobert? Not really. Is he a better offensive player than Gobert? Hell no. I think Gobert's got the overall better offensive game. Is he a liability at crunch time, DeAndre Jordan? Hell yeah. Is Gobert? Hell no. Because he can't hit his free throws. You don't play hack a Gobert. Because he goes and makes you pay at the line, shooting almost 70%. And that's all you need from DeAndre Jordan. Get it up to 65%+. So they can't hack you and you're not a liability at the end of the game. So to me, that's such a miscarriage of justice. Such a huge miscarriage of justice. DeAndre Jordan's overpaid. He's, in many ways, to me, more reputation, more flash than substance, and a guy I've said many times wouldn't be a part of my team, couldn't be a part of my roster, wouldn't be a max money player to me. I'd much rather have Rudy Gobert, and I'd much rather have Rudy Gobert on the All-Star team. So to me, that's the big miscarriage of justice, as far as I'm concerned. When it comes to the All-Star rosters. In the East, they ultimately got everything right. Some of the guys that are reserves, in my mind, should be starters, and some of the guys that are starters should be reserves. But the 12 guys on there, they're the right guys. In the West, outside of Gobert getting snubbed in favor of DeAndre Jordan, I think they have all the right guys there. Are all the right guys starting? Again, not necessarily. I think Westbrook should be starting over Steph Curry. But with that being said, I generally think both All-Star rosters are correct. I think they're proper. Again, the notable exception, DeAndre Jordan should be out. Rudy Gobert should be in. I have a feeling Rudy Gobert, on a defensive end in particular, is going to make this entire league pay for that snub. And eventually in time, as the Jazz get better and better and make deeper runs through the playoffs, those two players will switch spots, rightfully so. Now we get to some snubs, and we mentioned Joel Embiid. Did he deserve All-Star consideration? Absolutely not. Absolutely, I should say. Absolutely. Deserve to get in? Not with the size of these rosters. You know, you got the minutes restriction. He's been dominant. He's going to be an All-Star for years to come, as we talked about. But here's the truth of the matter. What the NBA needs to do is expand the all-star roster size so guys that are worthy of all-star inclusion don't get left out. Obviously, you make the rosters bigger and different guys get snubbed, and there's the argument. But guys that are really worthy of all-star consideration are left sitting on the sidelines. It's not that they've been snubbed. It's just that there's no room. Embiid's one of those guys. You move these rosters out to 15, a guy like Embiid gets in for the East. You know, a guy maybe like a Dwayne Wade gets in there. A guy like an Al Horford. A guy like a Melo or a Bradley Beal. You know, there's a few of those guys you could make the case they should fill out the back of this roster. On the East side, I'm not removing anybody in order to accommodate any of these guys. But you add a couple of spots, and guys like Embiid, and guys like Dwayne Wade, and guys like Carmelo or Al Horford fill out that roster. We'll talk about it more next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, if you're in the mood for sports, you're in the right place. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56. And the focus of the discussion thus far has been the completion of the NBA All-Star rosters. The reserves have been named. The starters had been named earlier in the week. And basically the overriding theme is that ultimately all the right guys are on these rosters with one notable exception in my mind, and that's DeAndre Jordan over Rudy Gobert. Not all the right guys are starting, not all the right guys are reserves, but just about every case, all the right guys are there. The realities are there are some what you might call snubs. Beyond Rudy Gobert, who I think is a clear snub, other guys, you can consider them snubs, but snub's not the right word. It's more of they put together all-star level resumes, but with the lack of available spots, their resumes don't stack up in comparison to some of the guys that are there. Again, in the East, it's really to me about Joel Embiid, number one. You know, Carmelo and Dwayne, they're starting to get on the wrong side of it. I don't think either of them quite had an all-star year. I guess Bradley Beal in the East and Al Horford. Those are the two biggies for me, along with Embiid. And it makes the case. Expand those rosters to 15. And all guys with truly all-star game-worthy resumes on both sides probably make it in. That would be the case in the East for sure. You go out West, we talked about Gobert, and to me that's a true snub. Other guys with all-star worthy resumes that just didn't quite make it. Talked about Chris Paul. He's injured. There's no point in selecting him to take him off and select somebody else. Mike Conley's had a terrific year, but there's just too many guards. Damon Lillard also had a terrific year, along with C.J. McCollum. Both of those backcourt players for Portland have had terrific individual years. Portland's losing. Too many guards in the West. Who you taking off? LaMarcus Aldridge as well, Karl Anthony Towns, guys like that. You know, you can make a case for Eric Gordon as well. Again, all the guards, there are too many guards on this roster. Who's coming off to put them on? There ain't no room. You know, maybe the West could use an actual big on it as far as, you know, more bigs. That didn't happen. But I really, really don't have very many arguments, again, outside of Gobert and Jordan, for these guys to be included, particularly backcourt guys. There's just no room. Who are you taking out? So the bottom line for the NBA All-Star game, put more guys on the roster. What harm would it do? And then all those guys with those truly All-Star game-worthy resumes, they'll all get on. You'll alleviate some of those log jams. You move the argument for All-Star game snubs down far enough that those that didn't make it don't have an argument. And again, it's an exhibition. What's really the difference in the big picture of things? There is none. So add a few guys to the roster. It really wouldn't do any harm. That's my take on the All-Star game, the All-Star rosters. I think the biggest thing you're going to see over the next couple of years is the two centers that had the best case for inclusion at the expense of somebody else, Joel Embiid and Rudy Gobert. Starting next season, as their teams start to really improve, and in the case of the Jazz, start winning playoff games and rounds of playoff competition, Gobert will replace DeAndre Jordan. And Embiid, with the work he's done with the minutes restriction, once that's lifted and he goes forward and the 76ers go forward with a full complement of players, barring a setback, he will be on the All-Star team each and every year. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, again, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. You know, it really is important in sports sometimes to keep your temper in check and not let your emotions get the best of you. We've seen it many times with Odell Beckham Jr. and how it's hamstrung the Giants despite all the great work he's done for them. We saw it last night in the NBA, and we'll take a listen to the description from Brian Anderson of TNT first, and then we'll detail the story.
Tape to try to figure out where this happened. Now check it out, top of the screen. Bam. As that seat was rising, that has to be it. Right wrist is the reason given why he is out.
Now that's Brian Anderson again of TNT describing the punch that Enos Kanter threw at a chair in frustration as the Oklahoma City Thunder were headed to the bench for a timeout in their Thursday night matchup with the Dallas Mavericks. The result? Right fractured forearm. Out 6 to 8 weeks. A big blow to an Oklahoma City Thunder team that, despite the fact that they do not have Kevin Durant anymore as one of their own, that Russell Westbrook and company have kept them respectable and have kept them in the thick of the playoff chase in the Western Conference. They're 27 up, 19 down on the year. And despite losing Enos Kanter early in that one, they topped the Dallas Mavericks, who've struggled mightily this year, 109-98. Again, it's the argument. It's the best argument I could make for keeping the temper in check. When you lose your temper and you lose your cool, bad things often happen in sports. And this is one of them. Kanter's not somebody that the Thunder can easily afford to lose. They're the sixth seed right now in the Western Conference playoff chase. Very hard-pressed for them to fall out completely with the way Denver's playing and the way Portland is playing and the way Sacramento is playing, even without Kanter. They're playing almost 600 ball, but it's a limited Thunder group in a lot of ways. You know, when you look at their depth chart, you know, it's Russell Westbrook having an all-world year. Oladipo has been extremely solid as their two guard, but they get almost no points out of the small forward position at all, and have found no way to replace Kevin Durant. Their power forward spot, with the young Domantas Sabonis leading the way, the production is inconsistent. There's moments, and you can see that Sabonis is probably going to be a very good player in his league. But night in, night out, it's just not there right now. You know, Steven Adams has to become a stud of a starting center. Again, the numbers don't say stud, but he's a very, very solid piece. Tough physical rebounder, gives them a physical presence, good defensive player, solid scorer. 30 minutes a night, he gives you 12 points. Gives you 7.5 rebounds, and he gives you a block and a couple of steals. He's a good piece. But Kanter has been so important to them because he's a scoring machine for their second unit. You know, realize, when Westbrook and Adams come off the floor, who's going to score the basketball? You know, really, their starters, Westbrook, Oladipo, and Adams, are their scoring. Kanter is the linchpin scorer in that second unit. And you know what happens? You can't have it. Literally, if you're OKC, you got to have one of those big three on the floor all the time. And with the second unit, it's one of them, and Enos Kanter, who in 22 minutes a night scores 14 points, grabs you 7 rebounds. He's a defensive liability, but he's become a better rebounder, and he's become a better passer. So for a team that's going to struggle to score the ball anyway in many times and has very few guys that can create their own shot compared to a lot of teams around the league, losing Kanter for 8 weeks is going to hurt a lot. They're the sixth seed right now in the West. They're not going to fall out, but they're going to fall back. They couldn't afford to lose his scoring because they get nothing out of the small forward position offensively. They don't get that much when you factor in no Kanter out of the power forward position when they go big. If they put him over at power forward with Adams, he's the only time they get anything out of the power forward position consistently offensively. It's not a deep team. It's not a team that has a lot of guys that can create their own shot. They really rely on four people to be productive every night. Westbrook, Oladipo, Adams, and Kanter. And now 25% of that is gone. And Kanter, if he could just play better defense, would be on the floor more. But the realities are he is the linchpin for your second unit. You now have a second unit that's not going to score at all. It's going to get blown off the floor every night. What this may be is a chance for Cameron Payne, now that he's back from injury, to kind of take over that second unit and show what he can do as a scoring point guard. But I do think they're going to take a step back. And I think this is a case where you got to keep those emotions in check or it costs you dearly. Now, again, I'm an emotional guy, so I'm one to talk. But, boy, you got to be smart. Because they don't have anybody on their roster right now that can do what he does offensively. And he was a guy they just simply could not afford to lose. More NBA talk next. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. On Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. The dysfunction in Chicago continues. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, we roll on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Focus of the conversation thus far has been the NBA, and you can weigh in on any and all of it from your thoughts on All-Star Game roster composition, you've heard mine, to how important it is sometimes in athletics to keep your emotions, and in life, to keep your emotions in check. And we witness what happens when you don't keep your emotions in check as the Oklahoma City Thunder lose Enos Kanter for 6 to 8 weeks because of a broken right forearm, a player they desperately need. I think they're going to slide back a little bit in the West, but I think they're fortunate the West is not that deep this season where they're going to slide out of playoff contention altogether. But it's certainly something to watch how much the offense for the Oklahoma City Thunder suffers as their season continues to wind along without basically a guy who is their, I guess we'd have to call him their number three offensive option. As far as a points per minute scorer, he's their second best option behind Russell Westbrook. And in a team that struggles, it doesn't struggle to score, but it struggles with having different guys capable of scoring. This is going to be a huge blow for them. So it'll certainly be interesting to watch. It'll also be even more interesting to watch when Kanter comes back, how long it takes him to get back into Enos Kanter form and what it means for their postseason run, if there's going to be one. But let's head out to Chicago, where the dysfunction continues. We talked about the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, and really in so many ways how poor a job he's done as the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. Did a great job in Ames, Iowa, you know, resurrecting an Iowa State Cyclones program. Steve Prohm has taken over, and the ship keeps on sailing along in Ames. Hilton Magic is still a nightmare for everybody around college basketball, in particular in the Big 12, to deal with. But Hoiberg comes to Chicago, becomes an NBA head coach, is saddled with a roster that Paxson and Gar Foreman have put together for him that is ill-suited to win, mismatched, to be fair, and the mix of locker room personalities is an unqualified disaster, as you have veterans Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade calling out the young guys, saying they don't give the effort. And then you have Rajon Rondo on Instagram calling out Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler as bad leaders. So this thing's gone off the rails. And I think there's a couple of things that may need to happen in the offseason in Chicago. And I'll get to exactly what Rondo said. But in my mind, a couple of things are going to have to happen in the offseason. You brought in Hoiberg to improve the offensive efficiency of this roster. When you compare what kind of a coach he is to Tom Thibodeau, the offensive efficiency didn't improve and the defense went backwards. As a result, they went from limited team that won 50 games and made the playoffs every year, thanks to Tom Thibodeau, to what appears to be back-to-back non-playoff appearances. So that's the reality. So for me, roster needs to be blown up in the offseason. And Fred Hoiberg needs to be shown the door. I think both of those things should happen. At the very least, one of them should happen. And the one that should happen is blow up this roster. If you want to give Hoiberg another year with a revamped roster, I get it. I'm okay with it. But I don't think Fred's done a great job there, and I think maybe it's time to move on. Certainly the roster needs to be blown up. But to get back to what Rondo said, and what he alluded to is the fact that quite simply, the leaders he dealt with and that led his team in Boston as a young player, and specifically he's talking about Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. He said they would have never led like this. They would have never resorted to going to the media and going to Twitter to grumble and bitch and moan about what these young players aren't bringing, and absolving themselves from blame and saying, hey, I'm outworking you guys. And I'll read you his entire Instagram post, and then we'll talk about it. My vets would never go to the media. They would come to the team. My vets didn't pick and choose when they wanted to bring it. They brought it every time they stepped in the gym, whether it was practice or a game. They didn't take days off. My vets didn't care about their numbers. My vets played for the team. When we lost, they would blame us. They wouldn't blame, I'm sorry. When we lost, they wouldn't blame us. They took responsibility and got in the gym. They showed the young guys what it meant to work. Even in Boston, when we had the best record in the league, if we lost a game, you could hear a pin drop on that bus. They showed us the seriousness of the game. My vets didn't have an influence on the coaching staff. They couldn't change the plan because it didn't work for them. I played under one of the greatest coaches, and he held everyone accountable. It takes 1 through 15 to win. When you isolate everyone, you can't win consistently. I may be a lot of things, and he is, but I'm not a bad teammate. My goal is to pass what I learned along. The young guys work. They show up. They don't deserve blame. If anything is questionable, it's the leadership. Now, that's big. It's huge. And if you go to the Instagram post that has all that underneath it, it's a picture of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Rajon Rondo together. Pretty damning stuff. There's no question the leadership of KG and Paul Pierce. They did bring it every night. They didn't care about numbers. They just cared about winning. I don't know how you can not say the same thing about Dwayne Wade. He's won championships with both Shaquille O'Neal and a big three and has done it differently each time. So I don't know how much there is to that, but I'm not there every day. But what Rondo's upset about is that this became public fodder. He, number one, said that his veterans led every day. They weren't into days off. They didn't care about their numbers. They didn't care about getting theirs. They cared about winning and nothing else. And when the team didn't win, it wasn't a light and easy bus ride back. It was silent. Every loss meant something. And when they didn't win, they didn't look for scapegoats. They took it upon themselves as the leaders. And they got to the gym and they worked harder. So what Rondo's saying is that's not what happened in this case. Butler and Wade looking at everybody else instead of looking inside and leading the team and bringing them together. And I get it. I get it. I get what Rondo's saying. Pierce and Garnett led with strong words, but led by example. And what I meant by leading by example was, we're not going to ask you to do something we don't do. And when things go wrong, it's not about pointing fingers at others. It's about pointing fingers at ourselves. And we'll help elevate you guys. And I get what he's saying. And this is the best thing I've heard out of Rajon Rondo in a long time. A player who over the last several years has been ensnarled in controversy. And everywhere he goes, despite being one of the best passers and best defensive point guards in the game, he always finds himself on the outside looking in and pretty quickly looking for a new home or a better role because he doesn't get along with his coaches. And there always seems to be some acrimony with him in the organization. It's funny. He says he's a lot of things, and he is a lot of things. He says he's not a bad teammate. I don't know about that. I thought the comments in his Instagram post shed some real light on what great leaders are and what they can mean to a team and what maybe Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler are not doing as leaders and maybe how dysfunctional this Chicago Bulls locker room is. But it's funny. Rondo says, well, I'm a lot of things. I'm not a bad teammate. That I don't know about because he's always getting benched and he's such a good passer who could make everybody better. And he plays such great defense as a point guard. It's always hard to understand, even in Boston. They wanted to get rid of him for the longest time. I don't understand what it is about his personality. In his on-court game, I know he can't shoot a lick. And he's only an adequate scorer. But everything else he does so well that it's weird that he can't get on the court with an awful team like the Bulls. I don't get it. I think his comments are very interesting, and I think they make one wonder what's going on in that Bulls locker room. They make one wonder how Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade are leading this group and if maybe they need to look within themselves and say, you know what? Instead of blaming these young kids, let's show them the right way. Let us take the blame upon ourselves. And that's what Rondo was saying Pierce and Garnett always did. Wasn't everybody else's fault. We're the stars. It was my fault. It was Ray's fault. And we're going to lead and we're going to elevate. And that was the key to that those Celtics group's success. With the Bulls, they're not getting that. And that's what Rondo was alluded to. And maybe he has a point here. again, I don't know. I'm not there every day. But the fact that this did escape and is now being bandied about and debated amongst the team on social media, it's bad, bad stuff. It just shows you how dysfunctional this Bulls group is, how much of a mess that locker room is, because that locker room is a nightmare right now. How do you fit these people together? You got Butler and Wade on one side of things. They've alienated all the kids. Because now the kids are like, the old guys are picking on us. They're not accountable. And now you have Rondo, who's not part of the rotation because of the fact, I guess, that he's Rajon Rondo. You have him siding with the kids and calling out the leadership or lack thereof of Wade and Butler and comparing them in an unfavorable light to Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett. So you want to talk about a mess. And that kind of brings this full circle as we kind of wrap up this discussion. Roster needs to be blown up. It just can't work. This group cannot work. Needs to be blown up in the offseason. I don't know if they have to go new coach or not, but roster definitely has to be blown up. I'd have no problems if they changed the head coach as well. I would absolutely have no problems if they changed the head coach as well. Just from the standpoint of Fred was brought in to be an offensive genius and elevate the offensive efficiency of the Bulls when you compare it to what Tom Thibodeau was able to do, who was a defensive mind. Well, the defense has clearly gone backwards since Thibodeau left and Fred Hoiberg has come in. But what hasn't happened is the offense hasn't elevated. They're still a mediocre at best offensive team. So what's Fred really accomplished? And now he has a locker room that has just fallen apart. And he's been able to do nothing about it. You know, you had players calling him out last year for being too soft to coach. You know, you've just had issues in his 2 years there about how he's leading this team. So I think when you combine that with the underperformance and him not bringing improvement to the areas they expected him to bring improvement, there's no reason beyond this season to keep Fred Hoiberg as the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. And I really, really do believe that it's time that they move forward. I think in the offseason, they have to blow up this roster. That's paramount. And I don't think it would be a bad idea to move on from Fred Hoiberg. That's merely my opinion. We'll tie a bow around hour one. Next here on The Attack, NBA was the focus. In hour two, we'll move it all over the place. I'm Joe Spano. You're checking me out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
That is me, and that's the late, great Nick Charles bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack as we get ready to tie a bow around hour number one here. All NBA the focus, and we'll keep the phones open for much of hour two. And you can talk NBA at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. If you want to hit me up there, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And there's a lot of stories within the NBA. The dysfunction that is the Bulls. And my feel that they need to blow that whole thing up in the offseason. The NBA All-Star rosters, they're filled out. They're completed. We talked about how generally the NBA has it pretty much 100% right all the way around there. We also talked about you got to keep your cool. Enes Kanter loses his cool, and he hurts the Oklahoma City Thunder dearly for the next 8 weeks as he is going to be on the mend with a broken right forearm. So those have been the stories that have dominated hour number one. And hour number two, we'll mix it up a little bit more. We'll talk some college basketball. We'll talk some golf as Tiger makes his return to Torrey Pines yesterday. And then at 40 after hour, number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be joined by Jonathan Adams from Heavy.com. And we'll talk about the Senior Bowl. Some players have really impressed in practice and elevated their draft stock. We want to talk about those guys. Some guys that have gone to Mobile and have not looked good. And kind of look ahead to the game and some things that we can be on the lookout for. So that's the hour number two that's out in front of us. Hour one is now in the books. Hope you enjoyed it. Keep it right here on Sports Byline. We'll be back in a few with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Don't go nowhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are fighting
sneaky rats right now that are sick and demented, and we're going to win.
President Trump talking tough on terrorism in that interview last night that aired on Fox News Hannity. He repeated his belief that waterboarding is an effective form of interrogation. Today, Trump will have his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader when British Prime Minister Theresa May visits the White House. May yesterday told a Republican policy retreat in Philadelphia that she applauds the GOP's election victories, which have given it control of both chambers of Congress and the executive branch.
Because of what you have done together, because of that great victory you have won, America can be stronger, greater, and more confident in the years ahead.
Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to speak by phone sometime this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $120 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $120 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/28/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The company behind the Keystone XL oil pipeline is now reapplying for a permit. TransCanada submitting its application to the State Department yesterday, 2 days after President Trump signed an executive order reviving that proposed pipeline, which would run through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska. The Obama administration had rejected the application in 2015. President Trump zeroes in on his choice to fill an empty seat on the nation's highest court.
I have made my decision pretty much in my mind, yes. Now, I mean, subject to change at the last moment, but I think this will be a great choice.
Speaking with Fox News' Hannity, Trump saying the Supreme Court nominee will be someone from the list of possible picks he released during the presidential campaign. He refused to say what sort of judicial philosophy the pick will have. Trump expected to announce his pick next week. The U.S. Supreme Court has had an empty seat since the death of conservative Justice Antonin Scalia last February.
That's Lisa Carter. This is USA Radio News.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Over 50 members of Congress from both the House and the Senate are now banding together to demand that President Trump exempt the VA and all veterans seeking federal jobs from his recently announced federal hiring freeze. They say it would have a devastating impact on veterans and their families, and that access to health care and resolution of disability claims will be delayed by a hiring freeze at the VA. After President Trump tweets this week that he would send in the feds if Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage, referring to the high homicide rate, U.S. Representative Robin Kelly is inviting Trump to visit Chicago. The congresswoman who serves parts of the South Side saying she's extended that invitation so the president can find out what is needed in the city.
Let him send resources. Let's pass some of the legislation, like for national trafficking bills, so guns aren't floating here from Vice President Pence's Indiana or Speaker Ryan's Wisconsin.
Kelly says Trump can gain a better understanding of the issues people face in her district by actually going there. And an odd experience for a California man who now says he's the luckiest guy around. It seems Gregory Karpekin discovered that a tree had landed on his truck last week in the parking lot of Sacramento City College. So he got a ride home to West Sacramento, where he found another tree had collapsed onto his car there. Karpekin says he's the luckiest guy around because he came out alive and his insurance is taking care of everything. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hello? Two? Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Well, good day as we march into hour two of this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less, although I hear that limit is going up very, very soon. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Fun, lively hour on tap for you here in hour two. We'll set the table in just a second. But before we do that, let you know the many ways that you can take the Sports Byline broadcast on the go with you via your devices, be it your smartphone, be it your tablet, be it your smartwatch, or whatever device it is that you have, your combo, whatever it is, your small laptop, whatever it takes. There are so many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you, whether it be our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, contains a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a whole host of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps. There's iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you could think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. And they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Let's not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to listen to all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of these people of our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. We wouldn't have these freedoms without you. In this hour, again, mixed bag, a little college basketball, a little golf, and a little Senior Bowl with Jonathan Adams of Heavy.com, who joins us at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Up next, though, we're going to head to Durham, North Carolina. And the latest in the what seemingly is the never-ending saga of the Duke Blue Devils. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Well, we're not making any bold proclamations here as we continue with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack, but we are going to talk about the mess in Durham, North Carolina. Coach K temporarily banning the Duke team from the locker room and from wearing team apparel on the heels of their loss to the North Carolina State Tar Heels. Boy, it's just been a messy year this year in Durham. Now, I don't think Duke's is in a position where they're not going to make the NCAA tournament. I think they'll clearly make the tournament. I don't know that they're necessarily going to be a high seed, but they will certainly make the tournament. With the record they have in place already, maybe they struggle to stay somewhere around 500 in conference play. And it's been a year where they've been beset by injuries on the court to young rising stars. Grayson Allen's continued transgressions have had a far-reaching effect. And you have Coach K out 4 to 6 weeks with the back surgery. So you kind of put all this together, and it's been a team that hasn't played up to its potential. As we said, you know, fluctuations in personnel and lineups, injuries, drama, no Coach K. It's been one of those years. And again, I understand they're 3-4 in the ACC, but they're going to win their 20 games, and they're going to be somewhere around 500 in ACC play. But they're not going to be a top seed. They're going to be a 4, 5, 6 seed in the NCAA tournament, and they're going to struggle. I think that's clear. The interesting part of this story for me, and the part that disturbs me, is Coach K getting back involved. And I understand Coach K is still the coach of this team, and is only, as it were, on the sidelines because of the back injury. And that's going to keep him, you know, from coaching the team on a full-time basis and sitting on the sidelines and attending practice and everything else, you know, for another 4 weeks. Well, once you have appointed an interim coach, you're going to have to let him coach. So I understand. Team lays an egg against NC State. I get it. You're frustrated with the inconsistency all year long, and you want to do something about it. So what do? You call a meeting and have all the players come to your house
And at that point, you make these sweeping proclamations to try and shake them up. Can't go in the locker room. You don't deserve to go to Cameron Indoor and go in the locker room. And you can't wear team apparel. Obviously, it's temporary when, you know, when they get to the point where they have a game, that situation's going to be rectified because they got to go play. But that said, to me, the biggest part of this story, and the really only part that is a story, forget the leak, and I know how disappointed Jeff Capel is that this information got out and that the story actually got out there. Here's the disappointing part, and this is where I take Coach K to task. You're injured. You can't coach. So what you're not right now is the coach. Jeff Capel is your coach. Let him coach. By calling this meeting and bringing the players to your house and making this sweeping proclamation and doing what you did, you just undercut your coach. Because if you think that's going to fix this team, it's not. What's going to happen is every player on this team will look at Capel and say, you know, what he says won't carry any weight as far as discipline and as far as accountability, because they go, well, Coach K's really the boss. And, you know, he's not around right now, so we got a substitute teacher. As opposed to Coach K's the boss, this is his first lieutenant, and what he says goes. Because Coach K cut his legs out from under him by calling this meeting, bringing everybody to his house. Let Jeff Capel handle it. Until you come back and ascend back into your position as general, let your lieutenant handle it. He's your field commander. And the entire time you are unable to coach, you have to let Jeff Capel handle it. Otherwise, you're cutting his legs out from under him. And that's exactly what happened here. You cut Jeff Capel's legs right out from under him. He has no ability to motivate this team, discipline this team, and get them going. Because they're all looking up at Coach K's house and saying, well, when he gets back, then we'll have somebody in charge. Until then, we got nobody in charge. We do what we want. And it's not overt, and it's not conscious. It's on some level subconscious that it happens. But the realities are, by you not leaving Jeff Capel alone while you're unable to coach, you've undermined him. And that's not going to serve your team well. You know, and it's a team right now that's clearly in disarray. This move, while it's probably worked in the past, as Capel has indicated that Coach K's done it before, I don't know that this works in this case. I think it backfires. So I think this was a terrible miscalculation by Coach K on many levels. We'll see how it all plays out. Again, I don't think it's going to stop Duke from making the tournament, but what I do think, it's going to stop them from being a real title contender, despite the big hopes that the Duke Blue Devils had coming into the 2016-2017 college basketball season. One of the two big games, you know, you got a couple of real big games this weekend in college basketball, and what's been a week of college basketball beset by upsets. Kansas has suspended sophomore forward Carlton Bragg Jr. indefinitely for a violation of team rules. But his infraction is not related to an investigation of a rape at a campus dormitory. This is just a violation of team rules. And this is going to hurt Kansas. Coming off the loss to West Virginia, it's a Kansas team with not a lot of inside presence. And losing Bragg, who was probably one of the two pieces that gets regular minutes on that roster as a true inside presence, and you leave only Landon Lucas, as the only other interior presence. Kentucky has size, and this will put them in a position where they will be able to exploit the Kentucky Wildcat, the Kansas Jayhawks. And I don't think this bodes well for Kansas. I mean, again, Bragg hasn't emerged the way many of us thought he would, but he's still a steady interior presence. And now you go in there with just one of them, who's a regular minutes getter. Kentucky going to punish him on the inside. And I kind of expect Kentucky to rebound in this one. It's also at Rupp. And I expect Kansas to start a little bit of a slide. The slide will go to two in a row. Hopefully for the Jayhawks' sake, I think it'll stop there. And some of it could have to do with how long Carlton Bragg is out. If he's out a bunch of games and you have no interior presence, you know, if you have no interior presence, it's going to be an issue for the Jayhawks. It's going to be a major, major issue for the Jayhawks. So it should be real, real interesting past today how this is all going to shake out. I'm interested to watch. How does Kansas overcome? I don't think, you know, I think they're going to have major problems on Saturday with it. But beyond Saturday, how does this all play out? And I don't think it plays out well. I'm not saying they're going on a skid. They're not going to win another Big 12 title. But you got to have some interior presence. One guy ain't enough. So depending on the severity of this violation of team rules, it'll be interesting to see how they handle no Carlton Bragg. I kind of know how they're going to handle it on Saturday. They're going to get punished on the inside by Kentucky. And it will likely at Rupp in a big game on a Saturday evening be more than they can overcome. But how, when they go back into conference schedule, if Bragg is going to continue to be suspended, how do they handle that? Next up, we head to the links. Tiger Woods. He's back playing again. Didn't play particularly well, but he did play. Return to the PGA Tour. We'll talk about it next year on the attack, so you keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
Well said, as we continue here with the Attack on Sports Byline again. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. It's a toll-free number to hang out with us here on The Attack. If you like Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. The place we got to go is Torrey Pines now. We got to talk golf. Tiger Woods returns to the PGA Tour for the first time in 522 days. And he shoots a 4 over 76, which has him nowhere near the top of the leaderboard. His shots off the tee, his driver was awful. Glimmer of hope was his short, he scrambled well, and his short game was very, very solid. But all in all, Tiger didn't play very good golf. But how much does that matter? I mean, I think it does. I mean, it doesn't matter right away. But what Tiger, and he's played well in some of those non-PGA Tour events since his return. I think he needs a representative Farmers Open here. And the course of Torrey Pines is playing very well. The leaderboard, Justin Rose at -7, you know, leads the way. You got a host of guys at -5 and -4. You know, there are 77 guys under par, or 76 guys, I should say, under par in this tournament. And Tiger's at 6 over. You know, he is tied for 141st. Actually, he's 4 over, I'm sorry. He's tied for 133rd. That's not going to get it done. That's not good golf. And Bill Reeder had an interesting article on CBSSports.com, and he talked about the fact that it really doesn't matter whether Tiger plays well, just that he's out there. And on some level, I get that. You know, golf is about a game of timing and reps, and Tiger hasn't had those regular reps. All indications are, based on the limited work he's done in some non-PGA Tour events at the very back end of the calendar year last year, that the back and the other maladies are healthy. There was no indication here, despite the fact that he ends up tied for 133rd place with a +476 while the field is tearing up Torrey Pines. There was no indication of any health woes here and any sort of re-injury of anything. So that's good news right there. The other bit of good news, shot well coming in, you know, in some of the other events that you played and the couple of events that you played. Didn't shoot well here, didn't get injured. But the other part of it is about getting your reps and getting your time. And it's only late January. The Masters is, you know, 2 solid months plus down the road. So you're going to get a chance to play a tournament every 2-3 weeks. Get your game sharper. Get that driver working. Keep that short game going. And maybe all of a sudden, as March starts to roll into April and it becomes time for the Masters down in Augusta, maybe your game is sharp. That will remain to be seen. And I get where Bill Reeder's going. The return of Tiger automatically helps golf anyway. It's Tiger Woods. Again, have we moved on in many ways from Tiger? Yeah, I think we have. We found other stars. We found other stars and other guys that we can get behind. And golf no longer needs Tiger for ratings. But he's a shot in the arm because he's friggin' Tiger Woods. And there's no other way to describe it. He's Tiger Woods. Nobody else is. And him playing golf is always good for the game. Him playing competitive golf in a major, because the other tournaments, not that they don't matter. It's all about the majors at this stage of the game for Tiger. He's won more of the non-majors than anybody else in the history of the game and is proven to be one of the two or three greatest golfers we've ever seen. But at this point, it's about catching Jack and his majors record and Tiger being competitive in those. And I don't know that that day ever comes again on a regular basis. I don't know that he ever wins another major. Maybe he competes, but I don't know that he ever wins another one. I do know he's not going to be the guy anymore. He's just one of the guys. And where he can rank amongst those guys, that remains to be seen. But you want to give golf a shot in the arm with some of the young stars that have emerged, like the Jordan Spieths and the Rory McIlroys and the Jason Days, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Add Tiger to the mix. Have him every once in a while in one of these majors being in that final group and contending for a championship. It'll be a shot in the arm for golf. Don't know if Tiger can get there. We got to watch a lot over the next couple of months to see how the body holds up as we increase the workload and how he rounds into form. There's so much left to be answered. But I think this go around, Tiger was smart enough. He took all the time off that he needed. You know, that he needed in order to fix things. And I think that was important. He took all the time off that he needed to let his body get well. I think that's incredibly important, and I don't think that can be understated for a minute. You know, he's had injuries many times, and he's kind of rushed back. This time he said, you know what, I'm taking my time. So if the body's well, reps maybe get the can get the game together, and then the head gets well. Because the psychological edge that he enjoyed over everybody for so long on the tour, it's gone. And sometimes I think doubt creeps into Tiger's head a lot. And maybe he can gain some of that edge back. I don't think he'll ever get the edge over the competition like he's had in the past. But I do believe that he can get himself back on even footing with the competition, and it's going to come through reps and success and confident that the body can stand up. After the body stands up and he shows that he can do it physically and that the game is back, mentally he'll get some of that edge back, and that's something I look forward to. You know, we talked again about these young lions. You had Tiger in the mix. Boon for ratings still. Tiger is Tiger. He's always going to be a lightning rod. For those that love him and those that hate him, it really doesn't matter. They'll all watch him. And I think that ultimately ends up being what this is all about. So I guess in many ways, Bill is right. The 76 here doesn't matter. And where he finishes here doesn't matter. It's about coming out healthy. You know, it's akin many times to an NBA regular season. You know, we were talking about the fact that, quite simply, hey, listen, you know, what's it all about for the Cleveland Cavaliers as they've been in a bit of a losing streak? It's all about just staying healthy for the postseason. That's what it's all about for them. For Tiger, it's all about staying healthy, getting the game together, and ultimately, going forward, can you be ready for prime time? And prime time is the Masters and the other majors. So that's kind of where it's at. At least that's how I see it. That's where it's at for Tiger. And Bill Reeder sees it the same way. And this time I agree. I've had a couple of articles that Bill has written, and I think have been some of the worst articles I've seen written. This one, I think, is spot on. And I think he did a hell of a job. And again, ultimately with Tiger, we just keep watching. Just keep watching. Have patience. And let's hope come early April for the Masters that Tiger Woods can make some noise. It'll be great for golf. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. It's been a great show thus far, and we've bounced it all over the place. We've hit golf. We've hit college basketball. We hit all the stories in the NBA. And now we're just here on the other side in our next segment. We're going to switch gears and get out of golf and out of the college basketball and out of the NBA. That's been the focus not only today but much of the week. And we're going to go back into football for the first time in a couple of days. And we're going to talk Senior Bowl. And the Senior Bowl it's always a fun event. It's always a great week of practice. And it's always an opportunity to see some guys climb up the draft board and get an idea of some guys that can do some great things on the next level and guys that improve their draft stock. Look at what Braxton Miller did in the Senior Bowl and what he showed and how confident everybody became in him as a wide receiver, and he rewarded that confidence, and it boosted him up the draft board. So up next, we'll talk to Jonathan Adams from Heavy.com. We'll talk to him about all things Senior Bowl and some other draft stuff as well. But we'll visit mostly with the Senior Bowl. Who's really surging? Who's been great? Who's been a little disappointing? All that more next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. And joining us now from Heavy.com to talk all things Senior Bowl, it's Jonathan Adams. Jonathan, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's great to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good to be on.
It's a pleasure. I guess place we should start right away is thus far in this week of practice. I mean, the Senior Bowl can be so pivotal to the success of draft stock. It can elevate guys up the draft boards. Look what it did for Braxton Miller a year ago, and you know, the list of people who it's helped goes on and on. Thus far through most of the week of practice here, who have you seen as some of the biggest risers, as it were, and guys that have really helped their draft stock the most?
I would say the story of the week so far has been the tight end class, particularly O.J. Howard. He's most likely going to be the top player selected out of the Senior Bowl. You know, you're looking at top 10, top 15 tight end out of Alabama. Obviously, shined, you know, against Clemson, but wasn't really utilized as much in the passing game. Has really showed his catching ability here in Mobile. Another guy to keep an eye on, Evan Engram out of Ole Miss, another tight end. Great, kind of like a Jordan Reed type of a tight end. He's not going to be a great blocker, but if the right team utilizes him in the passing game, has really shined here. Also, the receiving class has done well for themselves.
What about the quarterbacks? It's not a quarterback group that's up to the usual Senior Bowl standard. The names aren't big. I don't know that any of these guys is considered an early round draft pick in this upcoming NFL draft. Talk to us about some of these quarterbacks and what they've done.
Yeah, it's actually been really disappointing. I think part of it is last year there were so many great quarterbacks, and even most of them, a lot of them that were drafted played this season. You had Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, even Cody Kessler played a game. I think Hogan played a game this season. So it's really disappointing. You try to pinpoint a guy that has potential. Maybe Davis Webb is that guy, but even him, you're probably looking at a late-round flyer who tries to catch on as a third QB. But none of these guys are really going to be – there's not even a potential Dak Prescott, I don't think, so far. I know Josh Dobbs is going to be starting tomorrow out of Tennessee, but he's just been really inconsistent, struggles with accuracy, especially in the short passing game. So it's been really disappointing. I feel bad for the receivers and the tight ends, but in some cases it's helped them elevate their game even more because they've had to make some really excellent plays because of poor passing.
You know, let's double back to that tight end class for a minute. You mentioned O.J. Howard, who in many ways at times is a forgotten man at Alabama because of the array of weapons, the great stable of running backs led by Bo Scarborough. You had Ridley and Stewart at wide receiver. And here's this tight end who is an all-world talent that could catch the football, just never got a lot of opportunities. When he did, he shined in a major, major way. You talked about the improvement in blocking and him getting to showcase these skills. You have him moving all the way up to a top 10, top 15 spot from the very back of the first round. Talk about how you think he ultimately projects out on the NFL level, and if this guy can truly be an impact two-way complete tight end that could be that final piece to an offense that's missing a tight end.
Yeah, right now I have him going to the Colts. I think that's about 16, pick 16. So he looks the part. He's 6'6", 250, so you're thinking of a Jimmy Graham type of a player. Actually, he's been a pretty good blocker, what we've seen. And to play at Alabama, he has to be a good blocker. He only had about a little over 500 receiving yards last season, so his stats aren't going to wow you. But to be on the field under Saban's offense, he had to be at least an adequate blocker. So I don't think it's as much of a challenge as many people think. And I do think, you know, to follow up, I think Engram could even slip in the first round to the right team, but it's just going to be a matter of what team is looking to fill that need. I think the Colts are a team, even the Jets, potentially the Bills, are teams that could look at tight end. And so we could see between two to three guys selected in the first round this year.
It's not going to slip down to the Giants. I have these fantasies. I'm a huge Giant fan of O.J. Howard slipping to the Giants because he'd be kind of the
finishing piece to the passing attack for the New York Giants and think it elevate them there. With that said, Jeremy Sprinkle, has he done some good things here? He's down in Mobile, correct? At the Senior Bowl. Talk about what he's done. You know, there's a guy who's big, physical, wasn't overly productive at Arkansas, but has he had a good Senior Bowl? Is he a guy who's elevating his draft stock?
Yeah, I'd say so. It also helps him that he played, you know, against SEC defenses, so he has, you know, some good tape out there. But he's interviewed well, from what I hear, out here in Mobile. He's flashed at times, seems to have good hands, can be involved in the passing game. So there's the challenge for these tight ends is there's so many. This is probably, I think Mike Mayock of NFL Network was saying this is the most impressive tight end class he's seen since he's been doing the draft coverage. So even if you don't get O.J. Howard, there's going to be, if you're really looking to fill that role to get that tight end, there's going to be plenty of guys to choose from. And it's one of those things where teams have kind of avoided the position over the last, you know, 3 to 5 years because there just hasn't been that many. And this is going to be the year that if you need a tight end, you want to stock up, maybe even grab one or two here in this draft.
Jonathan, I hear it's a deep class of edge rushers this year, and the Senior Bowl seems to be loaded with them. Talk about some of those edge rushers, because we all know how important, you know, in this day and age, what are the big three positions in the National Football League? Let's be honest about it. It's the quarterback number one, it's an edge rusher number two, and it's a left tackle to protect the blind side number three. So we talked about the quarterbacks, and it's a nondescript group. Let's talk about some of these edge rushers and who's rocketing up the board and who you see as guys that can be truly impact players on Sunday out of the Senior Bowl group amongst these edge rushers.
Sure, yeah. One guy to keep an eye on is Texas A&M defensive end Deshaun Hall. Everyone's heard of Myles Garrett. He's potentially going to be the top pick in the draft. But Hall is the guy on the other side, so his stats aren't going to be as eye-popping as since Garrett got a lot of the sacks. But he's got a quick first step. He's able to get to the quarterback. And if you watch some of his tape because Garrett was kind of banged up this season. So when Garrett was out, Hall really shined. And I think tomorrow's going to be a big day for some of these defensive ends and the edge rushers, like you were saying, because it's going to be live game action. And we're going to be able to actually hit the quarterback, which we haven't been able to do this week. So tomorrow's going to be a day where the defensive guys can really shine because we haven't really seen, you know, real hits. So tomorrow's a day to watch on the defense. And Hall is a guy I would keep an eye on out of Texas A&M.
What about Jordan Willis? Smallish guy. What is he, 6'5", about 260. You know, really came off. The one thing they did it at Kansas State was they lined him up on the left side opposite right tackles as opposed to lining him up over better left tackles. What kind of a Senior Bowl week has he had, and where do you see him rating as far as a draft prospect?
Yeah, I've heard a bit of buzz about him. Like I said, the drills aren't really conducive. You have some one-on-ones with some of the offensive tackles, but I'm kind of waiting to see how they do in real game action to see, can they get to the quarterback? You know, are they able to create havoc? Are they able to force turnovers, that sort of thing? But he's a guy to keep an eye on. Definitely been getting some buzz here in Mobile from what I'm hearing.
What about, and it's a name I can't pronounce, but he went to the University of Villanova, 6'7", 280. You know, this looks like that 3-4 defensive end that maybe can give you a lot of what Muhammad Wilkerson or Sheldon Richardson gives the Jets, you know, at the next level as a 3-4 defensive end that can actually stop the run and go up there and get after the quarterback. I can't pronounce his name. It starts with a K, and anytime you put a K and a P next to each other before a vowel, I'm in trouble. Tell me about this kid a little bit.
It's funny because on Tuesday they have what we kind of refer to as the Underwear Olympics, where you have the measurements, and he's a guy, him and a gentleman from Connecticut that also is a safety, also has a tough name to pronounce, but both of those guys kind of won that day. They look the part, big, big physical guys, look like they can hold their own out there in the trenches, and he's definitely a guy that has the physical tools to kind of hold his own. The question is, because he didn't play at a bigger school, his competition level wasn't as good. So, like I said, I think Saturday will be a big day for him and some of the other guys from smaller schools to prove that they can really play against the top-tier competition.
Ben Volwehr, we all know him because we all saw Clemson win the national championship, and he was an impact player all year long for them. you know, he's got great numbers, 116 tackles on the year, 11.5 tackles for losses. So he's an impact player in the run game and making big plays against the run. 4 sacks, he had an interception. But he's the prototypical college inside linebacker that's great at going forward. Can't go backward at all, and he has some athleticism issues. How has he shown this week in practice, and where do you see him going when a draft comes in April?
Yeah, he's a gamer. I love watching him play. I love his intensity. And so he's a guy that his measurables aren't going to be there. When you're looking at guys in shorts and T-shirts like what this week basically is, you're not going to be super impressed with him because he's a little bit undersized and isn't super fast. But when you watch the games, he pops out because he's everywhere. He covers, you know, sideline to sideline. I think he's a guy that could be a, you know, try to sneak in day two, but I really see him as a day three pick. But he's going to be one of those that sneaks into a team, like, say, the Baltimore Ravens. They pick him, you know, 5th or 6th round, and he goes out and eventually becomes a starting player because he didn't have the measurables that some of the teams are looking for, but he had the ability to play. I would think of a guy like a Scooby Wright, probably a little bit more athletic than Wright was, but a guy that really performed well in college, but just you're going through this pre-draft process, he's not going to kind of win those sorts of the measurables that teams are looking for. But I do think he can play at the next level.
All right, we got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything we missed as far as our discussion of the Senior Bowl and any other stories you want to bring to light as far as players who may potentially make an impact and various position groups that are really shining in Senior Bowl practice? So kind of fair game for you. Take it anywhere you want to go. You got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think the receiver class has been good. I've been really impressed with them, especially given, like I said, the poor quarterback play. I got to keep an eye on that. There's a lot of buzz about is Cooper Kupp. I think some of the buzz, he's out of Eastern Washington, a receiver, set a lot of records there, not only for the Big Sky Conference, but the division as a whole. It's a lesser tier, but he's really done well for himself here in Mobile. But I do wonder if some of the buzz is just because we're not familiar with him. We're not seeing him against SEC defenses or against the Big Ten or some of these bigger conferences. So he's just a new player to watch. But he has great route running ability. He's able to kind of in that 10 to 15-yard range, think of like a Julian Edelman type of player, really able to be effective in that range. So I think he could be, a lot of people are saying he could sneak into the first round or maybe early second. I kind of see him as more of a really good number two receiver, but he does have potential. Ryan Switzer out of North Carolina, he doesn't, like I said, doesn't fit the measurables. He's a smaller guy, but really, really great route runner. Some of the explosiveness metrics that the Senior Bowl has been tweeting out, he does really well on those. He doesn't have the height and the weight, but he's able to get open really quickly. So those would be two guys that I would keep an eye on. Actually, all the receivers, Zay Jones out of East Carolina has done well for himself, the receiver out of Michigan. There's about 5 or 6 guys, a guy at Grambling that's actually done well, too. So I'm curious to see how that plays out because you got Mike Williams and Corey Davis, who are kind of the consensus 1-2 receiver. I think John Ross is the third receiver. All three of those guys aren't here. But this next tier, these day two, day three guys, really interesting to watch.
You said it all. I think you said it well. Enjoy your time in Mobile. Make sure you give a shout-out to, and I know they're going to be hard to track down because Phil Savage and Patrick Wu are running around like crazy. They're two guys in the business I know very, very well. Give them a shout-out for me, all right?
I will do that. They're great guys.
They really are, and they're working their tail off. You have a great one. Thanks for checking in with us. And as we get closer to the draft, let's do this again real soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
You got it. Jonathan Evans, AdamsHeavy.com, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll tie a bow around it next for a Friday. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza, filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there, and they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.